This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Florida Congressman Vern Buchanan, who is part of an effort to make sure the American people see as much of the health care debate as possible before we head towards what may be a final vote on the Democratic version of this legislation. He joins me now, and Congressman, thanks so much for your time.
Great to be on your program, Greg.
The Republicans have called for more sunshine on this process from the get-go, but it really got a shot in the arm last week from the head of C-SPAN, Brian Lamb, who asked that television cameras be brought in to televise the conference process, or what's going to pass as the conference process between the House and Senate. Nancy Pelosi has shot that down. The White House has said it's not necessary. So now you and your colleagues are trying to force the issue. Explain what's happening here.
Well, what we're doing is I filed today, in fact, down on the floor, a discharge petition with the idea to bring more of us transparency and openness to the whole process. I don't know if you know, but maybe your viewers do. In terms of Florida, we have the toughest sunshine laws in the country. And the essence of it is you can't have, whether it's a city or county commission or the state house, you can't have two members get together those committees and discuss something that's not completely out front and open to the public. And this is going to make up 1/6 of the economy in the country. I have one of the districts that have the most seniors in the country in terms of almost 300,000. They're very concerned with all the cuts and everything else. So the thought is just simply we need to bring some sunshine from Florida and bring that transparency and accountability to Washington.
And for those who don't know the machinations of the House, a discharge petition, if you can get enough signatures, basically forces the majority, whether they want to or not, to bring the issue to the floor, correct?
Yeah. If we can get to 218, I'm confident that we can. I think we get the American people to weigh in. It'll bring it to the floor so that all this is open to the public, the whole process, the whole negotiation. Because otherwise, you're going to have a few people from the House, a few people from the Senate, all Democrats, and a few people from the White House, the administration. They're going to decide the fate of 300 million people. We're going to get a bill at the end, as has happened to us all year, that's going to basically have probably 3,000 pages, and nobody's going to get a chance to read it, and then we'll figure out what it says 6 to 8 months later. And that's just not right. It's really going to put the country at risk, and we need to make sure this is in full view of the American people.
Congressman, you mentioned that you're confident you'll get enough signatures. What have you heard from the Democrats? I would imagine that most of the Republicans are on board. What have you heard from the other side?
I came into class in 2006. I've been in business for 30 years myself, so I'm not a career politician. But I think there's a lot of Democrats that are very concerned. They're hearing it from their constituents, but that's going to play out in the next week or two. We're going to work it hard on the floor, but I've got a lot of rapport with Democrats. I know they feel that there should be transparency. It's just a matter of what the leaders are going to how they're going to deal with it. But if we can get to 218, I think we can, then we're going to get it on the floor for a vote, and I think that'll open up the process.
Will that extend the process at all?
It probably will, but the process needs to be extended. I think that we're trying to rush to judgment. I mean, when they converge these bills, I mean, they think that we might have a day or two or 12 hours on some of these bills, like the stimulus and TARP, is crazy. And there's too much at stake, because that doesn't matter whether you're 2 or 102, everybody's going to be affected by this bill. And we need to make sure it gets it right. And a lot of, like I said, with $500 billion cuts to Medicare, raising taxes and businesses in terms of 8% on payroll, there's a lot of people very, very concerned, because they're trying to create jobs, and this will hurt in terms of actually cutting jobs.
Why do you believe the majority doesn't want cameras in these hearings?
I think it's because it's a bad bill. I think that based on what they've got to give away a lot, whether it's a senator in Louisiana or Arkansas, they're having to buy these people off basically to get a bill passed at all. And I think it's just basically a bad bill. The American people don't want it. I can tell you in my area, talking to a lot of seniors and business people, it's got to be 70%, 60-70% don't want this bill.
And we're talking with Vern Buchanan, Congressman from Florida. And you mentioned, sir, that you have one of the districts with the most seniors in the nation. We've heard time and time again from the president and his allies in Congress that this bill will be good for seniors. Doesn't sound like the seniors themselves think that. What's their biggest concern?
I think their biggest concern is the $400 to $500 billion cuts in Medicare. Many of them, that's all they have in our district, and the seniors across the country, they count on their Social Security, Medicare, and they'll say to me, Vern, Medicare is not perfect, but it's not bad. But if you want to go fix something, I think 80% of the folks in the country feel that what we've got is pretty good. We need to reform health care, but let's not change the whole system. And they're just concerned what it's going to look like in the end, and they just don't have a lot of confidence because, as you think about government, last year we ran up $1.4 trillion in debt. They don't have a lot of confidence in Washington.
Congressman, last question before we let you go. We've seen poll after poll, the Gallup poll, the latest in this string, to see that opposition to the health care plan is growing. Yet at the same time, about 7 in 10 Americans believe that despite the opposition, that it's going to pass. So how do you bring it about that the opposition actually accomplishes something?
Well, I'm hoping that people will weigh in on what we're trying to do in terms of making this transparent and open, because if there's 6 or out of 10 that don't like it, I think when they see the process and what's going on and who's benefiting from this, I think it'll go to about 7-8 out of 10. I just can't imagine they're going to go against the will of the American people. It's a bad bill. We need to start over and get it right. And we do need to have health care reform. It's $1,000 to $1,200 for a family of 4. It's too expensive. Small businesses can't afford it. Employees can't afford it. So we need to fix it, but this doesn't fix it.
Congressman, we'll be following it every step of the way, including this discharge petition that we've talked about already. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate the opportunity.
You bet. Congressman Vern Buchanan from Florida's 13th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.